is Scott Merrick from the Vanderbilt University Center for Science Outreach, and I want to thank you for downloading this episode of Snacks for the Brain. We're truly grateful for your interest in what we're doing to bring the joy of research and discovery to K-12 students and teachers the whole world over. If you're not in either of these categories, maybe you're just an interesting person who's interested in the world. In any case, welcome. Bi-weekly or so, we'll share some fun, independent, pod-safe music. We'll interview working research scientists, students, or leading proponents of educational change, and we'll toss in an occasional sound-seeing tour or computer tip.
We'll be right here
whenever you need us at blogs.vanderbilt.edu/s4theb and at the CSO website at scienceoutreach.org, sharing good brain munchies with you. So, listen up. Let's get right down to it with episode number 62 of Snack for the Brain. Monday, October 1st, 2007, the freshman class of the School for Science and Math at Vanderbilt visited the Harpeth River at a beautiful stretch of its snake-like path through Davidson County in Middle Tennessee. The yellow Metro Nashville public school bus pulled into picnic shelter number 11 at the beautiful Edwin Warner Park early in the morning. Edwin Warner Park is located just a few miles from the school's lab at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Light Hall. The students were out for a field trip with the intention of gathering data to assess the health of the stream. They were learning to use all manner of field instruments, digital levels, digital pH probes, GPS devices, and scientific magnifier lenses, and also how to record the readings and observations from those instruments in meaningful ways. They also use their hands and their feet, kick-saning, stirring up the stream to capture macroinvertebrates and capturing downstream-bound critters in a fine mesh seine or net. The collected debris from these efforts was transferred into glass petri dishes, where careful observation would identify the inhabitants of these watery environs. Would they be only the sort of creatures that could survive in polluted environments, or would the students find more sensitive, delicate species that would indicate the river is satisfactorily healthy? Well, final interpretation of the findings will have to wait until later, when all the data will be compiled back at the lab. You're out here in the river with the students in this podcast, listening in on the process. Consider yourself a fly in the tree. The voices you hear will be those of students, teachers, and the occasional crow. I'm here at Edwin Warner Park with the School for Science and Math at Vanderbilt freshman class, who are doing some water quality testing and learning about taking measurements in the wild. And we're at the Little Harpeth River, which meanders through the outskirts of Nashville.
We want to get all the macroinvertebrates that are on the rock to wash down in this. So you want to keep the rock on the whole time so that it's, the water's flowing into this net. And then, so we're going to get off all the rocks that are about up to about a meter in front of the net. And then we're going to shuffle our feet some more to get the ones that are off the bottom of the stream so that we get all of them. And then we'll bring them back and we'll dig through here and put them in the petri dishes so that we can keep track of what all we found. We want to find about 100 macroinvertebrates in each of three spots. That's what we're going to do. So we got to get going.
Underground, so that everything flows in.
You all right?
Yeah. All right, now you need to keep the net. Move the net back a little bit and keep it flat on the bottom.
Ah. Oh, like T-W-O-O?
No. Because you want to catch everything that's flowing downriver. So get a little closer to the net when you're hanging off the rock.
Oh.
And y'all can get in here too.
Big rocks.
We can
that size critters.
Anything's
off.
here to here at 1 meter increments, we're going to have one person holding the level, one person holding the rod. So if you're somebody who doesn't want to get wet, then you're a good candidate for the hand level. If you have good eyesight, that's also a good candidate for the hand level, because you have to be able to discern numbers very easily. Does anybody want to do the hand level?
Or the one across the river.
Yeah. DeAndre, you're clearly going across the river.
Yeah. I don't mind.
Okay, so here's the hand level.
Hold it like this. I have good eyesight.
Hmm?
I have good eyesight.
Okay. And you'll see a bubble in there. And there's two lines. Hold it. You see those two lines? You see the bubble?
Mm-hmm.
When that bubble is in those two lines, it's level.
Okay.
You're going to keep it as steady as you can. Now there's a third line, which is where you're going to take the reading. So this is something you guys all need to record. How tall is Derek?
Let's see here. How do you make this stand?
5'10".
Doesn't like how he stands, like he's like crouching or something.
Yeah, well that's another important thing, is that Eric needs to stay
4 feet.
We're going to use metric.
I hate metric for those kind of people.
Actually, you know what?
Maybe it should be about...
No. Are you interested in how tall he is?
Yeah.
Or are you interested in where his eyes are?
Oh. How tall he is.
Number one, you're going down slope,
feet.
Right? So,
has to
we
be
need to get across. This is the strike. This is called the strike. Right? An area that's all on the same contour. Strike. Okay. Now, hold up your level. Where's that? 1.67. Okay, it's 1.67 meters tall. We have to remember to subtract that out from our measurements every time.
I've got some more stuff for y'all, but let's take a quick break. I've sorely neglected magnitudes, and I'm so going to make it up to you with this. A lovely piece called The River from Jesse Mano. Mano is so amazingly eclectic, I won't even begin to detail his background. Just see the show notes at blogs.vanderbilt.edu/s4theb, or get bold and visit magnitude.com/artists/Mano, M-A-N-N-O, for the fascinating lowdown on Jesse Mano.
Thank you.
guys already have their macroinvertebrates out of the water. Maybe this identification.
Our muscles
have
been particularly active.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Very active.
Look at it.
You're eager
mm-hmm.
to get away.
Like the white thing, the foot.
Oh, look at that guy.
I can't find anything else in front of me.
What did you see?
She's halfway
to
Chattanooga.
He's a little speedster.
I didn't see anything, but what I can tell you is that if there is stuff, you'll be able to see it well. If you pick it up like this, mm-hmm. so light can come from the bottom, and just hold your hand lens in there, there's yeah. stuff in there.
Definitely is. So, I'm not ready to take it. A little bit. So, you just need to be
patient. And you can do it. It's weird.
It's weird.
So, you
put this shit.
Yeah,
it's
like you gotta get your nose
right.
Huge.
Happy little monkey.
Let's get him a little bit.
There's so much stuff in here.
Look at them.
Wow, they are really going. This one here is really fast.
Yeah, okay.
Wait,
this is the
same way it was, isn't it? Like a bunch of
muscles.
So, anybody fall in yet?
Nobody
falling
yet.
That's a thing.
Where the most water goes, so it smooths it out.
Right.
There's probably not enough places to hide or blend in.
Or to stick. Right, exactly.
Oh, that's pretty. I don't think there's anything else.
Look at this. There's another student over here. He is.
I am. I've joined the class. Like, everyone wishes they could do it. So should we go get part of our second sample?
Oh, well, we need to finish with one of these so we can put it back.
Okay.
So what I haven't heard anybody explain yet is about insect larvae, and I know they're...
We would need our hand lens.
Yes, definitely. The hand lenses.
In here. So, Noah, when you're looking at it, do you see it just
looks like
yeah.
fibrous stuff in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's algae.
There's like this little red thing.
There's
some algae.
Yes, it is moving. A little blood in there.
Excellent.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Like everybody can get a chance to look at it.
Yeah.
So are these samples all taken near the bank?
It was it
yeah.
Just go across the breadth of the bank.
Just went from one side to the other.
So when you look at it, it looks like there's nothing alive in there. There's definitely nothing.
Alright, you just have to keep looking, keep looking, keep looking, and stuff will start to jump out at you.
Bloodworm. He isn't moving much. His head or... I don't know if it's his head or his butt.
Can you see it after?
The end of him
what
is
am
moving.
I looking for?
Mm-hmm. So to focus on it, you'll probably have to get really, really close to it.
I've gotten a leech in there once. They're not fun to pull off.
Really? Where?
Okay.
Did you get one on you?
No, but I had to take care of three of them because they were using them suspiciously.
Oh.
So I had to take care of them. So oh. Like,
you had to take care of them.
Yeah, like I make sure that.
Oh, that wouldn't be nice.
It's not their fault. They're
but they were like all spotted and.
That has to be the quote of the day. It's not their fault, they're leeches. At least so far.
For the Brain is brought to you by the fine folks at the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach, connecting working research scientists with K-12 students worldwide. Check out the website at www.vanderbilt.edu/CSO.
What are those things?
Stepping back to get Harvey Sperling in the picture.
The muscles squirt in Anna Claire. Oh. That little, there are holes on the side. They're like little teeth looking things.
Oh, those little things are squirting.
Yeah.
Little
things. They're squirters.
Did you feel it?
Anna Claire?
It landed right there.
I didn't notice.
Did you see it?
Oh,
I can
stop.
Oh,
I
did it again.
Wow.
It's a
protest. Oh, those are little teeth. Okay.
Are they teeth?
Well, they look like little, like, hairs.
They have little, like, teeth.
Yeah,
like,
it's like a, it's like a mouth.
I think that's why it's squirting out so
much.
Is it just squirt water?
I guess it just kind of squirts the water.
I hope that works. It's pretty much, I think.
Yeah, it is bad.
Okay, well, I'm leaving that area, heading back down the road. After a hearty lunch at picnic shelter number 10, the School for Science and Math at Vanderbilt freshmen gathered around a large stone by the parking lot to hear retired USGS geologist Pat Holliday talk about the geologic history of the region. We'll lead you out with that and another beautiful song by Magnatune.com's Jesse Mano. Until next time, this has been moi, Scott Merrick, thanking you for listening and encouraging you to treat yourself to a healthy snack once in a while, right here on Snacks for the Brain. Here's Ranger Holliday.
This whole area is underlain by flat-lying limestones. And if you check them out, they have shells in them. And if you take the shells to biologists, they say they're marine shells. So, in actuality, you've come to the seashore as well as to the river today. This was very shallow marine waters 500 million years ago. And the shells lived and died, and they're deposited in the rocks. Before this became hard rock, it was just soft sand and shells and then some little lime mud and some silt. And there was a living infauna. You all found worms, you know, in leaves out in the creek. Well, these are ancient worm burrows, these little dotted things. And you find one that's very large, it might even have been a shrimp or a crayfish or something like that. And these get preserved in the rock when the rock is lithified. So you might take a look at it. You're looking at half billion old, year old life. It's been around a long time. The better exposures in the quarry, but this is worth taking a look at.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So this is taken from the quarry place here, or is this actually here?
We don't know which quarry it came out of. It was stored in the quarry.
I see.
That's all we know. It looks like Hermitage Formation, which is one of the many layers around. You see the different sizes, there's some great big ones and some little ones. So you know there are at least two different species, if not more.